Hello and welcome to Worldwide Technology's Tech 17 podcast, where we dive headfirst into some of the most pressing issues facing organizations today and how they can be solved with technology. We're recording from WWT's global headquarters in St. Louis, Missouri, a place we like to call Silicon Valley in St. Louis. And joining me in studio today is Joe Wytel, our Chief Technology Officer of Worldwide Technology's global service provider organization, and remotely, Eric Braun, Chief Commercial Officer of Mobile Edge X. Today, we're talking about the edge, what it is, why it is, and its critical role in helping deliver 5G and all the next generation apps and capabilities we're hearing about every day, it seems like. Joe and Eric, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks so much. Really happy to be here.
Yep, thank you.
So here at WWT, we define mobile edge compute as a mesh network of micro data centers that process or store critical data locally and push all of that data to a central data center. That is certainly a mouthful that people may or may not be able to follow along with. Joe, I'm sure you have a simpler way of putting what edge is and why it exists.
Yeah, I think maybe first let's talk about the business aspects of this. So the service providers are making a tremendous investment in their 5G infrastructure. So that's radios and backhaul technology, optical equipment, those types of things. And that's because they believe 5G is going to provide them with a new set of capabilities to deliver services to their customer base. Obviously, they deliver services to both consumers and enterprise. What they really are looking to do is monetize that 5G infrastructure investment by putting compute at the edge of that 5G network and delivering applications that can take advantage of the low latency, the high bandwidth that 5G is going to provide. So this is really a monetization play. They're looking to determine how they can create new revenue streams and deliver a new value proposition, primarily to their enterprise customer base.
And the monetization angle is interesting, and you do a better job than I do in explaining this, but essentially service providers weren't able to monetize as much as they would have liked on 3G and 4G. You know, the over-the-tops, the Netflix, the Google were able to really take advantage, and service providers can't afford to not get in on that action this time around.
That's exactly right. I think what happened with the 3G and 4G deployments is that all the bandwidth was set up, connectivity to all these consumers and businesses, and unfortunately, the service providers were able to sell some cell phones and some, you know, subscriptions to bandwidth, but they really didn't sell any of the value add that rode on top of that network. So the folks that really did monetize that were Google, Facebook, Netflix, those types of folks. And so I think, you know, given this huge investment that they're making, they're really bound and determined that they've got to be able to do some monetization of this big infrastructure investment. So I think, you know, jointly what we're trying to do with Mobile Edge X is ensure that we have an ability to generate these new revenue streams or help the service providers generate these new revenue streams. And frankly, it's a lot more of an interesting conversation when you're talking to the service provider about creating new revenue as opposed to, I'm going to lower your costs, those types of things, which we can still help them do. But I think they're really much more focused on, you know, how do I generate this new revenue?
Probably an excellent time to bring back Eric here and talk a little bit about Mobile Edge X and you know, why it exists. Maybe walk us through the origin story, but then also some of the challenges that you're helping solving on behalf of your customers.
Yeah, happy to. Thank you, Brian. So Mobile Edge X is a Deutsche Telekom founded company. We've been operational since January 2018. Founded just a few months there prior. Prior to actually founding Mobile Edge X, Deutsche Telekom funded a basically two-year effort through an internal consulting arm called Datacon, which is part of T-Systems. And the majority focus of that effort was around creating the business case for Edge. So they did some prototyping, they did a lot of things, but the big value that they delivered was a very extensive business case and use case analysis and TAM analysis for Edge. And at the conclusion of that investment, they decided to found Mobile Edge X, and they did it in a very intentional way so that Mobile Edge X could go out and partner with all the global service providers, tier one through tier three over time. And even those service providers that are competitive to Deutsche Telekom in key markets. But when I say demand side, we're really focused on who is Edge for, why is now the right time for Edge, and how is it going to be delivered? Those are sort of the key components. And we do that through a body of software that is embedded in many locations throughout the mobile network, throughout the service provider network, as well as on premises for CPE and other locations. And any of the components that Joe sort of mentioned that are being invested in as we evolve into 5G, we have software that sits on devices that knows how to find the edge and knows how to ask the edge for whatever it needs. So that's a little bit of the background of the company. The challenges, I would say, are mostly around just discovery on the what is Edge for and who is it for. We've done a lot of work, as I've mentioned, and now it dates back almost 5 years. So a lot of what we've been focused on is continuing to evolve these use cases and these addressable opportunities to figure out their time relevance, the size of the opportunity, and how we should prioritize going after them. And this comprises both near edge, far edge opportunities, so CPE as well as in-network opportunities, and figuring out exactly what those look like, how they need to be deployed, what solutions need to surround them, and things like that. So that's been a key focus area for us and what we've continued to invest in heavily.
So you talk about having, you know, part of the value proposition is understanding the edge and who it's for, but also timing. You know, timing is everything, and why is now an important time for people to invest in edge computing and looking to start those deployments going out. What is the main message in terms of why it's important now, as opposed to maybe waiting to see, you know, what comes of edge computing in, you know, 6-12 months or whatever it might be? Why now?
Yeah, so it's really the end consumers are driving the why now. So when you think about devices today, most of the devices that are connected to the edge are smartphones and some sensors. But there's a growing demand for cellular connectivity and particularly people seeking to take advantage of the promise of 5G and everything that's intended to deliver. But when we think about devices, we're not just thinking about smartphones. So we are thinking about everything from wearables to headsets, glasses. I mentioned sensors, could be drones, could be robots, could be cars, could be any of these things. So as these devices evolve and require cellular connectivity to be able to be used in outdoor settings, and to have more reliable networks in enclosed settings, whether it be a warehouse, manufacturing facility, construction site, anything like that. The connectivity is important and the latency is important, but that's not even really the headline. There's also a pressing desire around data ownership, security, data compliance, and these types of things. So service providers are really uniquely positioned to be able to geofence and deliver this level of security and data separation and ownership as compared to any other solutions out there today. And they can deliver on some of these experiences that are going to require edge. And there's a range in sort of that experience and latency story where today a lot of the focus is on more consumer types of applications like gaming and even the AR types of applications for more enterprise type things, and those might be training, remote assistance, even some of the technologies around pick, pack, and sort for warehousing or AGV or anything like that. But the right now, the latency requirements and how close the edge has to be might be satisfied by something like 25 millisecond round trip. But when you get into more these more advanced use cases and you think about a future where there will be autonomous vehicles, again, whether they be drones or cars or whatever it might be, and they're going to need to do some offload to the edge. They're going to need to process data at the edge. The data coming up into the network is going to have to be thinned out with advanced algorithms applied to that data so that these decisions can be made. When you think about that, that round trip story now has to be below 5 milliseconds in order to do everything in real time to provide safety, to make these sort of key decisions that are going to have to be made by these devices. So there's The one is for right now, I think the headline is more around, yes, we can deliver some advanced experiences. We can enable the R&D and work that needs to be done that's happening today to enable these more advanced low latency experiences in the future. But everything around data ownership, security, the geofencing of data and everything like that is pressing today and can be delivered by edge today.
Yeah, and so Brian, I just wanted to expand a little bit about the enterprise business imperative that Eric mentioned. I think that, you know, fundamentally, most of these companies are really looking to digitally transform their business. And I think what's happened is their network infrastructure isn't giving them the support that they need to do that. And I think that's why they're looking to 5G to deliver a lot of new capabilities that will enable that digital transformation. So I think that's the promise of 5G. Quite frankly, we all have to go prove that that's the case. And I think that's the work that we're jointly trying to go do.
Certainly, speaking about proving that's the case, Worldwide Technology and MobileEdgeX earlier in 2019 at Mobile World Congress Barcelona announced its partnership and helping validating edge infrastructure to help mobile operators deploy edge services. So, Joe, maybe walk me through where we stand with that partnership now, what we're doing to help validate those architectures, and maybe some of the blueprints that we'll be coming out with.
Sure. So, the very first blueprint that we created, and once again, this is the hardware infrastructure and software infrastructure upon which MobileEdgeX software is going to reside. And then, of course, the applications that the businesses, the enterprise customers will consume will sit on top of that. So that entire technology stack is actually being built out and validated within our Advanced Technology Center. The first blueprint that we've actually already published is a Cisco UCS server hardware plus Cisco CVIM, the Cisco Virtual Infrastructure Manager software infrastructure, and then MobileEdgeX on top of that. We're actually also right now finalizing a Dell hardware plus VMware integrated OpenStack software infrastructure, and then of course MobileEdgeX. And so actually we're going to be demoing that at Mobile World Congress Americas here in a few weeks. We've done quite a bit of work with Dell, with VMware, and with MobileEdgeX to get that up and running over the past couple weeks. And so our goal is really to create these blueprints, have them pre-validated, do that work in the Advanced Technology Center, but then make them available through our Integration Center so that customers can very easily order them and get them deployed at scale. We actually feel like one of the biggest challenges for edge computing is the ability to scale the deployment. And in fact, what we found is most customers, most service providers who are trying to build this kind of a deployment model are not very good at things like supply chain, things that ultimately help them get things deployed from an automation perspective, those types of things. And so we're trying to build that capability to make it very easy for them to purchase that gear from us and get it deployed in their network, and then also to actually consume that technology through things like bare metal provisioning, those types of things.
Yeah, let's roll right into bare metal provisioning, because, you know, all this edge technology sounds fantastic, you know, higher speeds, lower latencies, closer to the devices and myself. That's great, and especially at scale, but in terms of monetizing and get this all out, the service providers need to be able to consume this technology and really incorporate it into their network. So maybe talk a little bit about the bare metal provisioning capabilities that we have here and what we're doing to further help with that deployment.
Absolutely. A few years ago, when we realized that there was going to be just a huge amount of x86 technology that was going to be deployed within the service provider network, we made the decision that we wanted to determine how we could add additional value in terms of the actual hardware that we shipped out to our customers. And it became very clear that customers, not only actually in the service provider space, but really across the board, anybody deploying large-scale data centers had this need of ingesting this technology into their environment, but then actually having to provision it. And right now, most of that, unfortunately, is being done in a very manual fashion. And a lot of that's being driven by the fact that every hardware vendor has their own unique and proprietary way of configuring their hardware. And so what we did is work with the DMTF, a standards body, and their Redfish standard, which is basically being implemented on top of all the different server vendors' hardware. And that basically is going to allow a ubiquitous interface, regardless of which server vendor you select, to be able to go interface with that hardware and actually do provisioning, those types of things. And so what we've done is built a capability so that you can literally take a bare metal server from a variety of vendors, you know, Dell, HPE, Cisco, as long as you're supporting the Redfish standard, and then configure them in a very common way. So basically starting with the hardware, loading OS, firmware, virtualization layer, applications. And, you know, we've gotten pretty far in terms of what we can deliver today. We've got a roadmap. We're actually involved in a few proofs of concept with different customers. And so far, it's going very well. I think this is a problem that almost every large service provider, every large financial services company, once again, anybody who has data centers, large-scale data centers, is facing. And so we're pretty excited about our ability to add that incremental value to the hardware that we ship to the customers, and once again, make it easy for them to consume that infrastructure.
We talk about standardization. Eric, maybe talk a little bit about why that standardization is so important, especially as it relates to bringing Mobile Edge X back into the fold.
Yeah, I mean, today, from the service provider perspective, when you look at what Edge is and how people are going to interact with it, my experience is in cloud. If you look at sort of the DNA of Mobile Edge X, it's largely cloud, the service provider space, and software-defined networking. When we look at that, we go back to the early days of cloud, when we look at sort of 2005, that type of area, through effectively kind of 2011, there was still a big play by service providers to have a meaningful part of cloud. And it took until about 2011, 2012 for that reality or that aspiration to sort of evaporate, if you will. Not that they don't play a part in it today, but there was obviously AWS was coming up, Azure was coming on board, and they were sort of taking over mind share in the cloud space. I think a lot of the challenges there were around the interfaces, the economic models, the operational models, and the high level of fragmentation that would inherently be delivered by service providers worldwide, just because they're all sort of doing their own thing. So what we're doing here for the sake of the customers, the consumers of Edge, is aggregation, normalization, standardization of those interfaces, those economic models, those operational models. Now, what Joe's talking about here is standardization going into how the network is built. Obviously, WWT is the best in the world in terms of logistics, supply chain optimization, service delivery, and all those things, which is why this partnership is so important to us. So that's also key, because that's what's going to expedite the build-out of the network. That's what's going to allow service providers to take advantage of their unique position today in having the networks and having that investment and having these in building out and continuing to build out these virtualized environments and the 5G and the 5G features and promises. So it's really, right now, the race is on. There's a moment in time where we can all go out and grab this together between people like Mobile Edge X and the worldwide technology and the global service providers. So this standardization is going to be important in order to expedite the building out of the network, both inside the network as well as CPE opportunities, and really kind of going and getting this opportunity today and over the next several years.
So Joe, let's talk real world here and what standardization means in terms of business outcomes for enterprises.
Yeah, I think what the enterprise customers are looking for is as they expand their business into new markets and into areas where they may not have a current footprint, they literally need to have infrastructure and a common control plane that allows them to get into those markets, quickly deliver the same exact set of services that they're delivering in their current markets. And this is really what the Mobile Edge X software platform allows them to do.
Yeah, that's a great point and a great question. So one of the things that we see in a lot of our conversations with global service providers is this need for interoperability. And the need is glaring in that many of them, particularly in large markets with a large presence of multinational corporations, are actually operating data centers throughout the world, sometimes hundreds of them. They need to provide a level of interoperability and connectivity, not only to those data centers that they're operating, but also to workloads that are being hosted in the hyperscale cloud environment. And then they need to be able to also deliver those to the edge, both in the global service provider network as well as on premises. So it's not just the challenge around doing that is around having this sort of single control plane that is highly standardized, but delivers locality, delivers performance, and most importantly, delivers security and is from a certified and trusted platform and all the connectivity in there so that they can basically transit workloads between all those environments seamlessly, efficiently, in a highly secure way.
Okay, well, that was great stuff. That wraps this edition of Tech 17. I'd like to thank both of my guests here, Joe and Eric. Eric, thanks for calling in, for making the time in their busy schedules, as well as our producer, John Knobloch, for helping piecing it all together. If you're interested in learning more about anything about Mobile Edge Computing or Worldwide Technologies partnership with Mobile Edge X, feel free to head over to WWT.com for the latest Edge and a broad range of other technologies that we're capable of here. And of course, we're always appreciative of our listeners for downloading or referring a friend. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to Tech 17 on your favorite podcast app so you're in the know of when the latest release comes out. And we thank you.